Pull over, lean in. It's time for the Soft Shoulder Podcast. I am your host, Danette Relic of Radical Creative Sanctuary, inviting spaciousness for your mind and your heart. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. The Soft Shoulder is your time. Your time to slow down and fuel up on self-love support, so you can make the most of your gorgeous life. Join me here. Everyone needs a soft shoulder. I feel like it is very important that you know I put on a very dramatic lip color to record this episode. It's serious stuff. It felt like it was very fitting. I would call the color, I'm sure the color has a name, as they do. But looking at it, I'm thinking it's like, you know, it's not quite fire engine, but it's in fire engine candy apple territory. So that's what lip I'm rocking. And it reminds me specifically of an example that has to do with our topic today. The topic today is Heartbreak House number 5, continuing on our series in the Houses of Heartbreak. This is Self Takes the Wheel. This is a fun, it's not a fun house. It's a fun house, as fun as they can when they're heartbreak houses. So many years ago, back in my, believe I might've still been an art student at the time, I went through a breakup, and my very close girlfriend at the time, she bought me a very special Valentine gift, because the breakup happened just before Valentine's Day, as many of them do. And she bought me, now in hindsight, like this was a really lavish gift because we did not have very much money at all. And I certainly didn't buy anything Chanel at the time. And I don't believe I've bought anything since. But she bought me this Chanel lipstick. And it was like a red, like the one I'm wearing. And I'd never experienced a lipstick quite as elegant and exceptional as this at the time. And, you know, she bought it for me because she had this other idea of a gift she might give me. But then she was like, the lipstick was this kind of interesting celebration and acknowledgement, because it's like, it's not the kind of lipstick that you wear if you're getting a lot of kissing action, because it would just get all over your face and make you look clownish. So it's definitely like a, hey, since you're not going to be kissing anyone, you might as well rock this killer Chanel red. And I did. So I'm wearing a similar color today. It's not Chanel. I'm excited to be bringing you House number 5. Self Takes the Wheel. This episode of the Soft Shoulder Podcast is brought to you by TechCoven.com. Light your way through these dark nights of the soul with hand-poured soy candles inspired by the elements. There's a scent for earth, water, fire, and air. And the earth candle is sweet and perfect for this fresh spring weather that we're having here in Toronto. Imagine the smell of like green grass underfoot and the promise of new beginnings. You can find that candle and more at techcoven.com. Welcome, dear listener. In this house of heartbreak, I gave examples in last episode about, you know, what this might look like in rom-coms. What are these scenes? And this is the scene, this house of heartbreak is the scene where someone is in overalls rolling a fresh color on their apartment walls. And, you know, maybe they're saying yes to starting a new business, or they're buying an airline ticket, or yes, getting a new haircut. Of course, this is the classic house of the breakup haircut. In the first four houses, you're letting the news of your breakup hit you, and you're beginning to intentionally experience the break. So you are letting the new reality hit you in house 1, shatter and shock. You're creating a safe space for the transition out of your relationship into the new horizon in seeking sanctuary, house 2. In house 3, you're beginning to emerge with surfacing and story. And house four is expressing the messy emotions, sob, stitch, and sling. That's the messy chaos house. So by now, the news of the breakup has moved through you. Your tears and your fears have risen and fallen. And of course, they may continue to do so as you adjust and continue to adjust and adapt to the change. If you remember, the houses of heartbreak are not something that's linear, though you may go through them in some kind of order. Chances are you're going to spend different amounts of time in different houses. You might go back and forth a little bit as you go. This is an organic process that's different for everyone. So along the way so far, you may have felt like you were going for a ride that you didn't really mean to be on, especially starting with house one, where the shatter and the shock of the news, it can startle you into feeling like something is happening to you. But in house five, this is where self takes the wheel. You are owning your transition now. It may still be sad and messy and volatile at times, but you are on it. You are fueled by a new energy, perhaps feeling creative urges. You notice a waking desire to actively reclaim or instigate changes of your own. You can feel proud of how far you've come in this healing work, even as some stitches come loose unexpectedly. This is an eclipse of power and vulnerability. The healing priority of House 5 is celebrating your courage, owning your experience, engaging with creativity. So I think you can see why I love this house. I think this house is often a favorite because there's some relief in this house. Often there's just a little bit of relief. There's usually some joy, some release of energy. And if you've been going through some of those earlier houses where it's a little more painful, a little more hidden as well. So this grip on the steering wheel, what does that mean? Self takes the wheel. It doesn't mean like a death grip. It doesn't mean control, but this means you are actively embracing what is already here. Like a part of you is ready to play now. You might have just been before just kind of rolling around in the car going for a ride. This is where you're like, oh, I get it. I can co-create. I'm going to put my hands on this. There is you may have heard the Zen proverb, let go or be dragged, which is a hard-hitting handful of words. And in this case, even though it says let go, and I'm talking about putting hands on the wheel, this is the same thing because what you're letting go of by putting your hands on the wheel is you're letting go of the old, you're letting go of what is no longer life-giving, and you're laying your hands on the wheel of your journey. You're letting go of the rear view, and you're bringing your attention to the windshield in front of you and all that is emerging before you. Even if what's emerging before you is a fog at this moment in time, it's still your fog. That's still your horizon. So you can't control the landscape, but you can choose how you navigate it. Self takes the wheel. That's this house. And what are you navigating? A new life, a new you, lots of new personalities. I meant to say possibilities, but personalities also works. There's lots of exploration here. This is an open road. This is a new space. It's a new view of who you might be now and who you might be becoming. So this might be the house where your change becomes visible or where you allow yourself to be seen again by others. You may have been hibernating a little bit or playing it safe or playing it kind of low key, not maybe telling very many people what's going on. This is often a house where social energy begins to rise. So you might find yourself going out a little bit more, taking a new class, going to see a band or joining a meetup, something like that. expanding the energy, feeling safe also to socialize. I mean, in the first few houses, it can be really difficult if you're navigating the surfacing, you're navigating the chaos and the unpredictable mess of house four. Some people don't feel comfortable going to a party where they're not really sure what's going to happen. And they just really want to honor the tenderness that they're feeling and, you know, choose to stay with more maybe intimate friend company or solo company or cat company, what have you. So there's new energy coming in. And the challenge of this, like, energy's great. It's really, really great. And if you've been going through something a little wonky and you're going through something that is difficult, the container might not be prepared, right? Like, this is why we, you might find, for an example, that you might want to dip into house two, seeking sanctuary, as house five starts to like play a role in your life, because it's like, oh, what container do I need? What conditions do I need to be able to guide and hold this energy? House two, seeking sanctuary, is like maybe needing some tweaks or adaptations to align where you are now in your healing, because you've been healing and you've been progressing, right? If you've been emptied out and you're not sure who you are or where you're going, this surge of energy sounds great, but just be kind to yourself, because your container might be caught off guard. You might not be sure what to do with all of it, but all you know is that you're willing to try. And this is wonderful. So, dear listener, don't worry about getting anything right. Don't worry about making the right choices with this energy. I invite you to experience this house, which means play with the universe, co-create your experience, see what happens. This is often a time where people who have been playing it safe and cozy and secure for a while might find themselves taking more risks. You know, there's a strange gift in having your life fall apart. I feel like many of you can relate to me. If you've gone through something where your biggest fear has already happened, you've gone through something that you thought would be impossible and you thought you wouldn't be able to get through it. If when you've gone through that thing or it's already happened, you tend to make brave choices. When you've lost what you never wanted to lose, you might ask yourself, well, what have I got to lose now? I've already lost this whole other enormous thing I cherished. So why not take an improv class? How bad could it possibly be? This is the gift in this. You might find yourself making big changes because nothing is as big of a change as what you've just gone through. So this can be a liberating and exciting time full of opportunity. What I love about this house, one of the things I love about this house, is the confidence that comes with losing so much and still standing. You might have some pride in this house. Allow yourself this. This is the celebrating your courage part of the healing priority. Notice how far you have come. Remember how impossible it might have seemed a short time ago that you could even be having this kind of hope and agency and aliveness in the wake of your breakup. Your baby steps in healing from your broken heart require giant leaps of strength. You've been doing this. You are going to be okay. You already are okay. You've made it here, and there is more healing where this came from. It's going to get better. Celebrate all that it asked of you to be here now. Owning your experience in Heartbreak House number 5 includes the celebration. Owning is often about taking responsibility, but this includes honoring how resilient you've been. It includes facing the truth of what is happening, making choices about how you want to move forward in your life? What are the lessons here that you want to learn? What are the relationship patterns that you can see now that you would like to break free from? See, notice this shift into house five. In house three and four, the emotions are surfacing. We're managing that. We're listening to our hearts. We're listening to the pain. We're getting to know ourselves intimately. We're getting to know this particular breakup intimately. And in house five, we can take a breath. We can lean back a little bit and start to look at what has come up in the previous houses. What has come up in these stories? What are the lessons here, listener? And while there are many yeses in the house of heartbreak number five here, many new things, creative things, lots of abundance, there is also many no's in house five. While you might be going out a little more, making choices, taking the wheel, starting a bakery, if we're like in a romantic comedy, you might also notice that taking the wheel means choosing where you are no longer willing to go. So you might be taking risks and saying yes to karate class, but you might also notice what you just don't have time for anymore, what you do not have energy for anymore. What are the things you've been tolerating in your life that you no longer care to tolerate? What are the things that you are done with? What are the things you've been saying yes to and that you now wish to say no to? Listen to this voice as well. Enjoy this. Trust this. Trust your intuition, dear listener. Trust yourself to navigate this powerful time. You are in action now. If you are in this house right now in your life, I want to say welcome. This is a beautiful time. Creative energy is always alive in you. I don't know if you identify as someone who's creative, or how you would describe your relationship with creativity, but we are all creative beings. You might think that you never had it. You might think that it's gone, but in fact, it is sleeping. It is underground. It is waiting for the right conditions. That's the thing about creativity. It shapeshifts. It moves inside and outside. You might be noticing a restlessness, a quivering buzz in you, uncertain where to go, almost like you've had too much caffeine and you can't really focus on anything. These feelings of restlessness, of boredom, listen, this might be your creative energy looking for a place to happen. And you know, when I say creativity, I'm not just talking about the arts. I'm talking about making something where there wasn't something. Imagination is creativity, using your mind to picture something that doesn't yet exist, to imagine new scenarios. This is creative thinking. When you create in your mind, you are creating something. It all begins there. This is where it starts. This counts. So I've asked you, what are some of the things that you listeners have done in past breakups with this particular surge of new self takes the wheel energy? This is a fun question. I love hearing your responses, really spanning from, you know, in budget for sure. But at the same time, there's variety, and yet there are categories here, which I find fascinating. I find it fascinating how many of these have to do with the body and marking a visible or sensual change. Okay, so now the first obvious category here is shopping. This is a big one. And depending on your financial circumstances and your budget, this can be from like going on a huge holiday. splurging in an area where you used to hold back. Sometimes it's like a new car, a new motorbike, getting your motorcycle license, something key. It seems to be items of significance, like lingerie is popular, a leather jacket or a bag, like a real statement kind of thing. It's not usually like, oh, I need to stock up on like socks, although that happens as well. But it's interesting to see that like when there is this surge of significance, that the items are reflective of that. Now, on the like, you know, lower scale in terms of like cost, or medium scale, I guess, depending on where you are, shoes that you never let yourself buy, things that seemed like a luxury. I noticed this. So things that seemed like impractical or, well, like I don't really need those, but oh, I kind of love them. That makes the list here in terms of what people tend to do when they have this energy surge. I find that really fascinating. But on the same token, even without spending money, sometimes this would come up in terms of the shoes you already had in your closet that you just didn't wear, like using the good china, you know, things that you used to save, like lingerie or something that you used to save for a special occasion. It's like, fuck it, I'm wearing it now. I'm not wearing it for anyone else but me. And it's very apparent that I'm wearing it for me because that's what's going on. It might just, yeah, be just some kind of recycling or like resurgence from what's already existing in your closet or wardrobe. I find that stuff fascinating. There's another section here, which is about like writing and creating. So I got answers about like writing letters to oneself at a time like this, which of course, you know, I am all over this with my birthday letter writing ritual. Writing letters to yourself, I do it on birthdays, but I also do it at any time of significance. In fact, during my last breakup, I wrote myself a letter to open on the year anniversary of that breakup because I knew that that would mark a very significant amount of time. I would have made it through all the firsts without that significant person. And I wanted to really acknowledge that. And I also knew that from my experience of writing birthday letters, how powerful it is to write a letter that you're not going to open for another year. So much happens. We underestimate how much can happen and how much we can forget in 365 days. So of course, part of it was to give myself something to just honor the day a year from then. But also I knew that I would see how heartbroken I was in the letter because I knew I was so heartbroken. And I also knew that in a year I'd be better than I was. And it's just really nice to sort of let yourself witness that progress. It's one of those ways that like has helped me over the years with my relationship with myself, my marriage to myself, is constantly finding ways to acknowledge my own strengths and resilience, to acknowledge that I can change and that I will grow, and to see that I'm doing this over and over again. Whenever I'm having a time of struggle and challenge, I have the memories and the proof of these experiences to remind me that I have always healed. I have always made comebacks, as you have, because you're sitting here, standing here, walking, sitting on a bus. I don't know where you are. We're together, and you're listening to my voice. You've made it through everything you've been through because you're still here. So writing letters to oneself, there's lots of ways to do that. You can write the one, you could write a series of them to open even next month, however you want to do that. Another one of you bought a special fancy pen, perhaps a fountain pen. Another thing that was like a bit of a splurge, right? A little treat, something that you didn't really need, but it felt significant. And I think another one was new journals was a popular answer. So think about this too in terms of house three, right? Surfacing, story, owning the story. House five is when your hands take the wheel. There's more creative energy. There's more maybe control or crafting of the story. There's more agency here. It makes perfect sense to treat yourself to a fresh page. It makes perfect sense to treat yourself to a new pen. And another category here are classes. People really want new experiences, new groups of people. Because if you were in some kind of couple unit and your social world was filled with couple units, I immediately started thinking of that scene in Bridget Jones's Diary where she's the only one and all the couples say hello in like the exact same way. It's just so obvious that she is not coupled at that particular dinner party. For those reasons, it's nice to just sign up for something completely out of your comfort zone or something that you've always wanted to do and just didn't make the time for before because, you know, maybe that was the night that you and your ex, you know, did something else and you wanted to spend that time with them. Some of the classes people have taken: burlesque, art, all forms of art, pottery, martial arts, salsa dancing, woodworking, yoga, archery, etc. And of course, in this category of things, there's all the body stuff, which of course includes the haircut. This is not a surprise. Such a classic thing. But also there's variants on this, like not everyone has hair to be cut. So sometimes it's a color thing. Sometimes it's adding hair. Sometimes it's adding extensions, changing, going for a daring new color, or going back to a natural color after years of using fun color. Along with the hair stuff is adornment, tattoos, piercings also. So sometimes it's using the ones you have that you just haven't bothered to put jewelry in, or getting a new tattoo, getting a first tattoo, changing an old tattoo to go over something that maybe was significant before and you don't want it there anymore. Those are really popular items. I definitely, in my book about breakups, at least in the most recent draft, there's definitely a whole paragraph about like, please just... please research the artists when you're getting a tattoo. Just, you know, I'm just saying, it's going to tell a story either way. But I feel like tattoos are just one of those things you want to, like, you know, treat with respect. And because you're in this risky place, your hair can grow back. The tattoo is a little bit harder to adjust to later. But, you know, give yourself the gift of researching an artist whose work is worthy of your flesh. That's my advice in terms of tattoos. And lastly, in this category of things that people do when their self takes the wheel in healing from heartbreak, I love this one. It's hire a coach. Many people have done this, and this one might have been the first time where they hired a coach. It often takes some kind of catalyst to reach out. There's coaches and also other kinds of healers. The theme here that I noticed was people being open to surrendering in a new way, or like just being like, all right, I'm done with whatever I've been doing and I want something new and I want help doing this. I want to surrender and I want to be supported. So obviously that's music to my ears because you have all this energy. You know, when you're going through a breakup, and especially when you've reached house of heartbreak number 5, you've got your old life in pieces. You have new stories emerging. You have new emotions surging through you. You've had old dreams get disrupted, destroyed perhaps. This sounds horrible to a lot of people, but to me, I see this as such a gorgeous time in your life. This is a beautiful opportunity to reinvent yourself, to heal old wounds, to decide, to really choose and be at choice in your life. You know, hiring a coach at exactly this time is perfect. It's like you have guidance to move through the houses with grace and realness as well, to fully experience the houses. Hiring a coach can help you keep from numbing and repeating old patterns, which may happen if you're just left to your own devices. It's very understandable and human. Patterns are strong and they're there for a reason. To gently point out when you might be planting a pound of headache seeds, it's great to have a coach there as a witness. Lord knows when I've been left to my own devices, I'm really good at planting headache seeds. But if I'm sitting with a coach who cares about me, who's looking at me, and I know that they are, I pull myself up to that level of awareness, knowing what it is that we're doing here, what it is I've invested in, what it is that I really want to do. It really can pull you to a place of intention that is much more challenging to do on your own. A coach can help you make sure that you're writing a story that serves your future. When you tell the story of, oh, what happened between you and so, there are lots of stories that play you as a victim. And you might start there, and you might need to go through those stories like layers and layers of an onion. And eventually, you get to discover and decide that there are other ways to tell this story. That's why I love this whole like hands on the wheel, self takes the wheel thing. You get to choose what's going to serve your future. So, you know, a breakup is a really incredible time to identify and change old patterns. It's like you get to start from scratch. What do you want to keep from all of this? What do you want to create? Think about these thoughts if you're in this house. You know, my past clients know what I'm talking about. What's funny is that, you know, a breakup might be the catalyst that brings someone into coaching. But with the focus and support of a coach, you might be surprised at how quickly it becomes about something else. You might come there with a topic, and then so quickly, just by looking at it, just by asking questions, just by spending this time with you, very quickly there was something that was waiting beneath that breakup that actually really wants your attention, desire, and direction that come from your own heart. I'm talking about the love and the relationship you have with you and with your life. The dream that might have been too big for your relationship. There might be some things you didn't dare to dream or think about because they would have threatened the balance of the relationship that you were in. Maybe you didn't even see them there. You weren't even consciously holding yourself back. But now that there's room, what is there? Maybe you have no idea what might be under there, but you would love to have the focus and support of someone like me who loves to find beauty in all beings. I have a passion and a knack for finding personalized ways to help you create an experience of life that is meaningful and beautiful. I am sorry that you're going through this hard time. And I feel very excited about the potential that is available to you now, especially if you're here listening to this. Breakups are a phenomenal opportunity to have the breakthrough that you've been resistant to in the past. I mean, if you feel like your life is already up in flames, what better time to clear your mind and your heart and to begin to plant ahead with purpose? They say we keep learning lessons until we learn them. What lesson are you ready to finally learn? It is worth the effort to heal your heart with intention because, dear listener, you are someone worth loving. It all starts with you. If you are filled with new breakup energy and you want to do something powerful with it, I am taking new clients this season. Book a call with me on radicalcreativesanctuary.com. On the homepage, you can just click right there and schedule a conversation. Let's talk. I love this work, and I would love to see where you will go when you let yourself take the wheel. The world ahead is all yours. We'll talk to you soon.